This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. The announcement on Thursday exposed the deep divisions that have emerged between the close allies 3 months into Israel's war against Hamas rulers. The U.S. has called on Israel to scale back its offensive and said that the establishment of a Palestinian state should be part of the, quote, day after. In a nationally broadcast news conference, Netanyahu vowed to press ahead with the offensive until Israel realizes, quote, a decisive victory over Hamas. He also rejected the idea of Palestinian statehood. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Meanwhile, the Saudi ambassador to the United States said on Thursday that talks on normalization with Israel wouldn't happen until the violence in Gaza ended and there was a pathway to statehood for the Palestinians. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
The remarks by Princess Rima Bandar al-Sud at the World Economic Forum in Davos came after Israeli President Isaac Herzog said that normalizing ties between Israel and Saudi Arabia would be a key element of ending the war with Hamas.
The kingdom has been quite clear. While there is violence on the ground and the killing persists, we cannot talk about the next day or the day after because we have to solve the immediate.
Saudi Prince Faisal bin Farhan said that Saudi Arabia would recognize Israel as part of a larger political agreement that included a Palestinian state. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
NATO will launch next week its biggest war games in decades, with around 90,000 personnel set to take part in months-long military exercises. Steadfast Defender 24 is aimed at showing Russia that the alliance is determined to defend all of its territory. The exercises come as Russia's war on Ukraine bogs down. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA News.